Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. In July this year, it was 5 years since the Netball World Cup was held in Liverpool. Gretel Buetta, you were part of the Diamond squad at the time. First of all, does it seem like 5 years?
No, it doesn't. I can't believe I've aged 5 years since then. Nonsense, you haven't. almost three kids later, here we are. Yes, wild.
What was the whole experience like as part of that team and being in Liverpool?
Incredible experience. I've always wanted to experience a World Cup, and coming so close to winning it, but also losing to an incredible side in New Zealand. It was a really special time. I had my family and my husband over there watching and cheering, and I just had Lizzie Watson come stay with us for the weekend, and we're reminiscing about the time. We roomed together in such tiny space, but we never got sick of each other. We continued to room together for the Commonwealth Games in 2022. So we just really enjoy each other's company, and yeah, just the funny things that you do as a team to get through. It's pretty condensed and intense time. So the team room's always a good space to switch off a bit from netball and play games and music and things like that. So they're the memories you also reflect on too, the special times. And I really think Liverpool as a city embraced it. You felt really special. I know walking out of the hotel room, so there were so many netball fans, and that was awesome. That was really cool.
I was there for the whole 2 weeks. It was really special. Like you said, fans around the place would just really embraced it as well. And what did you make of the UK fans? And obviously the UK fans as well really got behind the Diamonds, didn't they?
They really did, yeah. They were incredible. I think my two major tournaments that I've been to have been both in England, and I had World Youth Cup in Glasgow. So all in England and Scotland. And the fans have been, yeah, so passionate but so lovely, so approachable. Have all the time in the world for them, and you just see the love for the sport ooze out of them. And I know netball originated in England, and you can really, really tell that. And then, yeah, it's just a great city to visit. I love getting over there whenever I can.
I think in Liverpool as well, at that World Cup, you represented the Diamonds for around 30 caps, 30 internationals. I don't know where I got that stat from, but it's never taken for granted, really, what you do. What do you remember about that first cap?
Oh,
there you
go. Just remember we had a family trip booked to Hawaii, and then I got the call from Lisa and the whole family cancelled their trip. Came to New Zealand, and I was, yeah, fortunate enough to debut in the gold dress, and it was really special. I think the way it happened was awesome too, because it was like a 30-second sub, so it wasn't like, okay, you've got time to realize what's happening. It's like I remember Lisa being like, here, put this bib on, go out there and play. And it was in wing attack as well, which is hilarious to think of the journey from wing attack to goal attack to then goal shooter. So yeah, I always tell young girls coming through, always pick three positions, you never know what can happen. And it's so true. I'll go out there and goalkeeper. I didn't care. I just wanted to be out there and competing. And, very special moment.
Lisa chose a strong squad in that World Cup, didn't she? I mean, there was the likes of you, Seabass, Lizzie Watson, Steph Wood, Courtney Bruce. I could go through the entire squad, really. What was the feeling like among you all going into things?
Yeah, I think I felt like we had a lot of depth and had the team to win it, and it just didn't fall that way. And New Zealand did play an incredible game, and I learned a lot from that experience and took a lot away. But also, I loved being a part of that team and learning from everyone around me and all the incredible athletes I got to play with and train with every day. So no, it was a very, very special team, and yeah, I love all those girls so much. I think you become like sisters when you go on experiences like that. You become really, really close mates and really tight knit group. So yeah, it was very special.
Perhaps from a UK point of view as well, you're in Group A along with Zimbabwe and Sri Lanka, but Northern Ireland were in there as well. What did you make of those games?
They were great games. That was the first time playing all those countries, and just shows the depth of netball across the world. And I remember even playing Barbados as well. It was an awesome experience, and every country brings their certain flair of the game and different style, and it's awesome. It's a really good experience, and even the African style of play is so hard. Like, I never felt my lungs burn as much as they did in playing those games, because they work that ball and they're really physical as well. And yeah, it was a great experience.
The final had everything everybody had come to expect, really, from a Diamonds v Silver Ferns game. Do you think there was anything in particular that made the difference, or it was literally goal for goal, wasn't it? You couldn't
yes
really place it.
I was thinking back to that, and I was like, they were so prepared. I even remember when I came on, Laura Langman going like, all right, she's on, let's go to our whatever they had, like. And Maria, since then, I've caught up with Maria Folau a few times, and she's like, yeah, we had a full video session on like what we're going to do when you come on the court. And I was like, I felt that. I felt like you were prepared, and you really exposed me, especially in those first couple of minutes. When I made a number of mistakes. And I think even their defenders attacking down the court, I remember being like, this is where we need to win ball because we're down, but we just couldn't win ball. They were so ready for that moment. And I think they were an experienced team, and it really showed in the end. And yeah, like I said, I learned a lot from that moment, and I really wanted after I had Bobby, I really wanted to come back and play a major tournament and get a gold medal after that silver medal. But it's one game that I always reflect on, because it was awesome to be.
I spoke to Lisa, and she was just saying afterwards, she just said something along the lines of, please be proud of what you managed to achieve. Is that quite similar to what she told the group afterwards?
I remember being devastated. I was so upset. I just wanted to win so bad. I was absolutely devastated. Her words in the locker room were really powerful. We didn't lose any confidence as a group. I think if a group goes through that and they're almost got a lot of expectation on them, and they don't perform and get that gold medal, they can kind of fall apart. But if anything, it gave us more confidence. Yeah, and learnings from that going into the next phase of things. I felt like my game, I got a lot of confidence from it, rather than it could have really shattered us as a group. So Lisa's words were super powerful, for sure.
How important to you are obviously those personal sponsorships, obviously the partnership with Step One, the new ambassador for Talent Locker as well? Things like that will have really helped.
Yeah, I think as netballers, is it Ilona from America, a sevens player? She put up something recently. She's got millions and millions of followers. She's been on Dancing with the Stars, and I love following female athletes. And she's one at the moment that I really look up to and commend. She's come over, actually, I'm pretty sure she's playing rugby union over in the English league at the moment. But she said, I would love to just focus on my craft and play my sport. But as a female athlete, you've got to do a bit of both. And I think it's not a bad thing. It makes you learn from different businesses along the way, in that you get sponsorship deals and you become part of the Nike family and the Suncorp Bank family, and you learn how they go about their business and what makes them successful. And I think that really helps then transfer into the netball space where you're trying to master your craft. But yeah, I feel very fortunate with Step One being a part of them and Talent Locker. They've both just randomly come apart and come up in conversation, but it's been unreal because the guy who started Step One, Greg Taylor, he's an Australian who just started it from scratch. It was a startup, and not many startups make it, and he's done really, really well. So I commend him on that, and I love learning off him, and he's someone that I can reach out to at any time, and it's not often that you, I suppose, become part, get a sponsorship and you get to know the founder and the CEO, yeah, and get to work with them daily. So that's been incredible. And now just freshly come onto the scene with Talent Locker, they're exactly the same. I speak to Bryce, the director, every day, and it's really cool. It's been an awesome experience.
In closing, bit of a layup, Queen Gretel. So I don't know if you've seen it, but they're going to introduce Super Shot over here, good or bad.
Oh, you know me and my range. I like it nice and close. So I can tell, though, I can understand as a spectator why it's so exciting to watch. I have been very excited waiting for that 5 minute 2-pointer to come in games where, you know, you could see it going one way or another with the certain standard of play. But I love that international netball won't change, and it'll stick to netball, because I think we've got an amazing product, and I can understand why the Super Shot has been introduced, but I also love the standard special game of netball.
Gabby Sinclair is part of the Birmingham Panthers next season. I don't think that the pair of you would have been on court at the same time. You've just missed out.
Oh, we could have back when she was playing for Collingwood. She's got an incredible shot, that girl. She's she lit it up last year, so I'm really excited for the Birmingham Panthers. And because it's the first year too, she'll be well experienced. So, oh, go Gabby, how exciting. That's awesome.
Well, Christmas obviously a special time for families as well, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hope you have a great 2025. Thank you, girls.
Thank you, Andy. Same to you. Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports, and we're on the podcasts rail.